Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Mark Braund, who is Executive Chairman at React Group. How are you today, Mark?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you, Zach. Good morning to you.
Right, you flooded the market with RNSs of late, which is, we'll start wherever you like.
Well, we can talk about them in order, really. We finished our half year at the end of March, and a couple of weeks later, we produced a market update. Our management of finances is in such a good state that we can probably provide more information than we would have done in the past. So we were able to talk about, you know, revenue, gross profit, and our expected EBITDA in a range. Revenue was up 19%, so continuing the growth that we had throughout last year to $2.5 million. Gross profit up 43% to £1 million for the half. And our margins were up as well, 700 basis points to 40%. And that was largely due to business mix. And I would say that I think our margins now, if you recall, we've moved from sub 20% up to sort of above 30%. And I think our margins will move in that range of between 30 and 40%, depending on the business mix that we have. You know, we have this sort of, you know, recurring revenue streams. It's all contracted. And as you get some of the higher margin project work in, that kind of you know, means that it can go up a bit. But 40% for the half year. EBITDA before exceptional items coming in excess of £350,000. Last year, it was for the half, it was £85,000. So considerably up and demonstrating the operational gearing we have. You know, we can take on an awful lot more work without having to increase the infrastructure costs. And yeah, it's just an example. We also ended up the year with £771,000 of net cash. Prior year it was 306, but in the middle of that there was a fundraise of 1.1 million. And the reason the number is lower is we just paid the 1.5 million for the pounds for the acquisition that we talked about last time we were on air. So so the cash position is actually still, you know, very strong. We're converting that profit into cash, so that's all good. The other two announcements we made, one we made last week was a material contract with one of our FM customers, and both these deals really are examples or evidence of what we're saying about the consolidation in our part of the market, this dirty end of the market where, you know, we get involved with some quite nasty stuff. We're one of the bigger players. We're the only player we think that operates on a nationwide basis with a call out time of 4 hours, 365 days of the year. We think that some of these large FM companies now are beginning to notice that and start asking us to be involved in taking on more and more of their work and therefore, you know, consolidating their supply chain. So the first one was a deal worth £585,000 a year. It's for contract maintenance, so it's regular work day in, day out throughout the year. And it's on the national highways. We're cleaning picnic areas and work depots, engineering depots, and the like. It's very heavy, deep cleaning work. But that's a nice, lovely revenue, a recurring revenue contract that we've added of some size. And then yesterday, we announced, you know, another major account. Now, this is with one of the world's largest and leading facility management firms. They had over 400 suppliers providing them with specialist cleaning to their 2,500 sites across the UK. Well, what they've done is they've consolidated that that supply chain to just one, and that one company is React. And it's a three-year deal for us to be the core vendor or vendor of choice for a broad range of deep cleaning and decontamination work in those 2,500 sites. It's difficult to sort of pinpoint exactly how much the contract is worth, but they have been spending historically about £2 million a year. More recently, it's probably edged up towards £3 million because of COVID. And also they're growing their customer base. So this is a, you know, monumental opportunity for us to demonstrate to the market that you can consolidate these large unwieldy supply chains to companies like or to a firm exactly like React. The one question that I have been asked is, why aren't we changing our forecasts at the moment because of these two deals? And the reason is that we've only got 5 months of the year left to go. This big contract that we announced yesterday will take time to actually bed in. We've been preparing for it for 2 or 3 months. We've got the resources. We're engaging now with the various sites, with the various managers. There are, you know, nearly 200 managers covering these sites. And it's not going to be something that happens overnight. There will be, you know, a transition as we engage with the local managers that actually call on these services. So at the moment we've remained prudent in our forecasts. But one thing I will say is, you know, it definitely means that our current forecasts are pretty safe and secure. And then we've got another 3 years in which to, you know, bring this revenue through the books of the company.
And just a couple of questions from what you're discussing. First one is, will there be a post-pandemic dividend for you? Will there be more business? Will things start to open up and give you more opportunities?
Yeah, that we're already beginning to see that happen. So there are several difficult things for us to handle because of COVID. You know, some of our sectors actually slowed down or stopped. But I think I made the point previously that whilst we do some decontamination work, it's only 10% of our business. What it's done is it's raised our profile. And we've been used as consultants by a number of firms because we actually do have a very strong technical capability. And that's given us access to, you know, further up the food chain in terms of the buying fraternity. And we've got a great sales team, you know, led by a great CEO in Sean Doak, who's a hands-on salesperson. I mean, these two contracts have been, you know, led by him and his team, including the operations team, who've done a fantastic job demonstrating to the customer that we can work above and beyond. So about post-pandemic, you know, there is still the potential of a third wave, but putting that just to one side for a second, we're now trying to take full advantage of the exposure that we've had in making our case to some of these larger customers, many of whom are already customers of ours, but in a small way, to put ourselves out there. And we are also seeing a reemergence of project work. Project work was probably put on hold, where we've seen the number of decontaminations go down, the work is being replaced by work that probably, you know, disappeared or wasn't happening over the last 12 months. So there is definitely a bit of a bubble there that we're selling ourselves into.
And finally, you know, you've got these figures that you've shared with us. How scalable is the business in order to get these figures up to, you know, 2x, 3x over the next, you know, few years, let's say?
I think very much so. And to be honest with you, our ambition is to do it in as quick a time as possible. Two things, you know, the team operationally, led by Sean and by the operations managers of Sandra Norton and Dave Rudge, they've got a brilliantly scalable model, and we've already started to develop the management team underneath them. And the finance team, the work that Andrew has done to simplify everything, we put some new tech in, which has not been expensive. It's SaaS based, so there's been no capital investment, you know, but to simplify things, has done a fantastic job, and they're able to cope with an awful lot more revenue. So in terms of that part of the business, it is very scalable, and the operational gearing, as I mentioned earlier, is such that a lot more of our profit contribution will flow to the bottom line. But we mustn't also forget the acquisition of Fidelis, which was of similar size, of a slightly different business model, and it's all contract maintenance, therefore, you know, high quality revenue, long visibility of income from long-term contracts. And they're very similarly organized in terms of their being, you know, fit for purpose systems that are scalable in their business. So the answer to this question, although I've maybe taken a 2 minutes answering it, is yes, scalable. It's just a matter now of finding the right revenue and putting it into the top of the machine.
Mark Braund, Executive Chairman at React Group, thank you very much indeed.
Many thank you. Many thanks, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.